The following podcast is a presentation of Small Biz America.
Small Biz America.
The Brain.
Hi, I'm David Wolf. Our guest on this segment of the Small Biz Brain says it's time to step up and become the CEO, the Chief Excellence Officer of your organization, business, and your life. Daniel Grissom is a performance improvement expert. His new book is called Step Up, The 6 Steps for Achieving Rapid Results in Sales and Life. And in it, you'll find he's created a unique formula that CEOs and organizations from Google to UPS use to improve their standards, increase results, and unleash the potential of everyone in those organizations. Let's say good morning to Daniel Grissom. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Thanks for joining us on the Small Biz Brain. How is it that you became involved in the work you're now doing, eventually leading to the authoring of Step Up? What led to all of this?
Well, it's a great question, David. Let's see. The abbreviated version would be this. From a personal standpoint, I'm born and raised Detroit, Michigan. Family of five, three boys. I'm the man in the middle, David, Daniel, and Paul. And so part of what's brought me here really was my upbringing. My mom actually had her PhD in education. She was Dr. Pauline Grissom. I lost my mom in 94. David, named my business in honor of her. My business is named PhD in Results. And so what's brought me to this point? One, good coaching at home, especially from mom. Second, from a professional standpoint, well, I spent about 12 years in corporate sales and corporate sales management, and then did some work for Tony Robbins. And over the last 5 years, I've had the privilege of working with an organization called Huffwade. I've gone in and delivered some of their content, spin selling, to organizations in the country, Google, IBM, ExxonMobil, in Africa, Asia, etc. And again, I tell you that not to impress you, but to impress upon the listeners that Step Up is really born out of field experience. I validated it in the field with blue chip companies like those that I mentioned, but it originated at home with mom. You know, Step Up are the 6 steps that I found make 80% of the difference in terms of improving and achieving superior results in business and in the business of life.
I love that. And I love that it comes from your primary family. What a beautiful story to tell. Maybe it would be useful to walk through the 6 steps that you talk about in the book and kind of walk through those and discuss them to what extent we can.
Sure. Again, these are really the 6 steps that I find make 80% of the difference.
Right.
Step Up is an acronym for excellence. David, if you think about it, most of us have been looking for the secret to success, right? The recipe for results. And many of us may have found it to be evasive, hard to find. But I'd argue that the secret to success in business and in the business of life has been right underneath our nose the whole time. Think about it. It's spoken from our lips. We all say step up. We use the term to encourage ourselves and others to do better, to try harder. But what we may not have realized is that when we say step up, we're actually identifying the 6 steps that make 80% of the difference. The S in the Step Up acronym, the acronym for excellence, is standards. And the message of the model is you must raise your standards. You must bring your A game consistently. Pat Riley, former coach of the L.A. Lakers and current coach of the Miami Heat, had a saying, you know, there's a difference between game excellence and an excellent game. Game excellence is about consistency of raising your standard. An excellent game is, well, that's having a good day, a good month, a good quarter. And many salespeople or many entrepreneurs may have those occasions, but it's about consistency of raising one's standard.
The second step in the model is the T, talents. The message of the model is you've got to identify your talents, your natural DNA. If you think about it, you first got to be bringing your A game. Second, you got to be doing what you love. You got to be clear about your unique talents, or what I call your DNA.
Yeah.
David, we all have a unique biological DNA. But what we may not have realized is that we also have a unique professional DNA. And top performers are top performers, not just because they've got superior standards. They're top performers also because they've got superior alignment. I'd like to give you an example of this if I could.
Yeah, that'd be great, Dan.
Well, think about Michael Jordan. I'll use him as a parallel to the corporate athlete or to the entrepreneurial triathlete. Now, Jordan, as we know, had great DNA to be a world-class NBA basketball player. No one would argue with that. Maybe one of the best of all time.
Right.
But what happened when Jordan took that same DNA and aligned it with baseball, with a career path that didn't fit his natural talents or gifts? He went from a top performer to an average performer or less. I find that that's true with corporate athletes and entrepreneurial triathletes, that sometimes, instead of an authentic alignment, there's ego that's kind of gotten in the way. You know, ego says, hey, listen, I need to be an attorney because my mom and dad were, and we follow that career path. But the question really becomes, are those your authentic talents? Are you doing what you're naturally gifted at, and are you doing what you love? When you've got job fit and you've got passion that goes along with that, David, you're in a position to achieve more results with less resources because you'll be doing what you love. My mom used to have a saying, it doesn't take more money to make more money. It takes more passion to make more money.
Yes.
Step three in the model is the E. It's the evaluations. It's about conducting superior evaluations. And what is an evaluation? Well, really, it's an analysis. It's what you do before you make a decision, before you get ready to take action. Take Warren Buffett as an example, David, as a great evaluator, the supreme evaluator. He's evaluating stocks and bonds and futures on a regular basis. And one of the things that makes him a superior evaluator, I believe, based on his writings, are the superior questions that he's asking himself. You see, the quality of your evaluation is often commensurate with the quality of the questions that you ask or fail to ask. So if you want to start getting the results that no one else is getting, you want to start asking the questions that no one else is asking. The P in the model is proper preparation. You see, you got to raise your standards, you got to identify your talent, make smart decisions or evaluations, and then you got to get ready for results. The P is preparation. The challenge, though, David, and to our listeners, often is that we've got the Roman appetite to win, but we lack the Spartan discipline to prepare. You see, the preparation is about slowing down to speed up. It's about planning, doing, and then reviewing. Plan, do, review. Plan your work, you work your plan, and then you slow down and review your performance. It's been said you want to play back the tapes of your performance each and every day, or at least each week. Either your performance should applaud you or prod you into new action. With your permission, I'd like to share the last two steps.
Absolutely.
Step five is the UP, unleash your potential. And real simply, this is about excellence in execution. You see, oftentimes unleashing our potential is about moving from knowing what to do to doing what we know. I call this the knowing-doing gap. Too often we know too much, but we're doing too little. If you want to unleash your potential, it's about closing that gap and taking consistent action. And the last step, step six, the C in the model. And you'll notice that there's no C in the acronym Step Up, David. And I purposefully left it out of the acronym to symbolically make the point that many of us, too many of us, have forgotten this step on the road to superior results. The sixth step is coaching. Invest in coaching is the message of the model.
Yeah.
Think about it. Coaches help you to think, to act, and to win. I mean, your show is a coaching show, for the lack of a better term, in that it helps our listeners to think differently, to act effectively, and to win consistently. Top performers invest in coaching. Average performers, they go it alone, and it shows in their results. Great coaches help you keep the promises that you've made with yourself. This is the Step Up acronym. Next time you say Step Up, take the acronym and break it down.
Thank you for that, Daniel.
Yeah, all of this can be found in my book, Step Up. And if, for those that are interested in the Step Up book, they can go to stepupresults.com, stepupresults.com, and order the book, and also gain access to a number of goodies in the Step Up toolkit, interviews, assessments, etc., that can help them and their organization step up to the next level.
Fantastic. And for our listeners, a link to the book is also available through Amazon right here on this site if you're listening to us on smallbizamerica.com. What other activities are you involved with? Are you doing one-on-one coaching? Do you do speaking engagements? Tell us a little bit about...
Another great question, yeah, David. Yes, I do. I do all those things. I just got back from doing a couple of keynotes with Xerox and Johnson & Johnson, so I'll go in and do the one-hour keynote. I call that the mind shift. I think that in a keynote, David, you can you can affect the mindset. But in order to affect the skill set, you've also got to go in the trenches and deliver the workshops, the training.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I try to, if I could use the analogy, hit with power from both sides of the plate, going in and doing an effective keynote, but then also doing the effective breakout. It's been said that success is, you know, 80% psychology and 20% skill.
Mm.
And so with the combination of training and keynotes, things have been going well. I'm working on my third book called Step Up to the Next Level, How to Achieve the Results That Your CEO Expects and Wall Street Rewards.
Fabulous. We'll look forward to that as well. We're visiting with Daniel Grissom. He's the author of Step Up, The 6 Steps for Achieving Rapid Results in Sales and Life. Daniel, I was curious, what are you finding when you go in to deliver this content to organizations like Xerox or others? What is missing? What is the fabric? Where do you go? Where do you find that you need to go to help them get, you know, in a matter of a 90-minute event that you might do?
Another great question, David. Well, at the core, I'm finding consistency across industries and across the United States, even across the world, the globe, this one common factor, that the reality about results is that the customer is buying the individual first, the product second, and the organization third. What I mean by that is, since there's so much commoditization, there's so many competitors, so many products and services look the same, the differentiator is the person. You know, it used to be those 4 P's of marketing, David, price and promotion, et cetera. Well, it's really now the 5th P, the person. The client buys you first, the product second, the organization third. And so my core message or invitation is this: your sales results can only grow to the extent that you do. So if you want more business development, you'll have to invest in more professional development. If you want more business growth, you'll have to invest in more personal growth. That's really the message of the step-up model. Sure, we can all use some new strategies or new skills.
Yeah.
But you tend not to use the new strategies or the new skills until you're stepping up your own performance. You got to invest in your number one product, you. That's really the core message of the model, whether I'm delivering a keynote or it's the essence of the step-up book.
Wonderful. It starts with the individual, even in the context of an organization. We've been visiting with Daniel Grissom. He's the author of Step Up, The 6 Steps for Achieving Rapid Results in Sales and Life. The website is www.danielgrissom.com. Daniel, thanks so much for lending your insights to the Small Biz Brain this morning.
David, thanks for having me. And to our listeners, God bless you. And it's time to step up. StepUpResults.com.
Thank you so much, sir.
Small Biz America.
The Brain.
This podcast is produced by Small Biz America. If you'd like to find out about hosting your own podcast, visit us at smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz America.